Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: إن لم تكن حليما فتحلم، فإنه قل من تشبه بقوم إلا أوشك أن يكون منهم.
Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali alayhi salam, said, "If you cannot forbear, feign to do so, because it is seldom that a man likens himself to a group and does not become as one of them."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we are humbly talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the first divinely appointed Imam and the living, breathing miracle of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. It's really interesting when talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam that we find Imam Ali alayhi salam had no vices. Of course, apart from the discussion which revolves around isma and this infallibility or this idea of being immaculate, not committing sins while having the power to commit sin, to the point where the Almighty Allah puts a seal of approval upon this viceless and, if we would say, virtuous universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, where the Almighty Allah says in chapter 33, verse number 33, how he has removed all uncleanliness and impurity, or the Almighty Allah has kept away all uncleanliness and all impurity from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, of course, which includes Imam Ali alayhi salam. It's interesting, but we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, unlike most people of the world, he would adhere to what he said. Sometimes we as human beings have a problem or an issue where we say one thing but we do another, or we command towards one thing but we do another. We find that in the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, he did what he recommended to people. And so, for example, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam said in one point that the most foolish of people is the one who rebukes others for their vices while they possess the same vice. And it's so interesting, but that this is such a beautiful aspect of Imam Ali alayhi salam's persona, that whatever he rebuked other people or he stopped other people from doing, which of course were bad things, and on the other hand, the things which he recommended people to do, of course, which were good things, he first and foremost, he did these things or did not do these things, depending on which one it was, himself. It's not like he told others, you know, to do a certain something or to not do a certain something, and he would not follow those same rules and those same commandments. It's interesting, we find the same thing with the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He also would do himself or not do himself that which he told people to do or he told people not to do. And so this is something that we should really inculcate in our own daily lives. You know, we must try to do those things which we recommend other people to do. And at the same time, we should refrain from doing things that we tell other people not to do.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRib English Radio, the program To My Brother. This moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
اللهم إن قلوب المخبتين إليك والها وسبل الراغبين إليك شارعا وعلام القاصدين إليك واضحا.
O Allah, verily the hearts of those who surrender to Thee are full of passionate love. The path of those who long for Thee is the straight, true road. The instructions given by those who lead on Thee are distinct and precise. The minds of those who are aware of Thy reality are filled with awe and reverence. The call of those who invite unto Thee is loud and clear, and the doors of approval are kept open for them. Whoso submits his supplication to Thee receives a favorable answer. Whoso turns repentant unto Thee gets acceptance and amnesty. Whoso bursts into tears in fear of Thy punishment obtains mercy. Whoso seeks redress from Thee finds the required assistance at his disposal. Whoso asks for Thy help procures the aid as a gift. Thy promise made with Thy servants is fulfilled. Whoso asks for pardon of his errors finds them reduced to nothing. Whoso does everything for Thy sake discovers that each and every deed has been preserved. the means of livelihood available to the created being come from thee, like a rainfall. And in addition, many recurring favors and bounties reach them in regular succession. The sin of those who ask for forgiveness are overlooked. The wants and needs of all that which has been created by thee are properly satisfied. Those who put forward genuine demands get more than they ask for, one after the other, again and again. For the hungry, wholesome food is arranged. For the thirsty, clean water is available in abundance.
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib this means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتبيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and that is the universal aspect of his personality. Quran is a miracle given to Rasul, and Ali is also a miracle given to Rasul. Quran is a universal book, and Ali is a universal personality. When you look at this concept of Quran being the universal book, what it means is that this is the last revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There were revelations which came before, and they were true. We cannot be a Muslim if we deny the truth of Torah and Injil and the books which came before. But then this was the final one. With coming of the Quran, everything else is to be respected. But when it comes to implementation, it is the Quran. This is the era of the Quran. And with the last prophet, this became the last book. It is universal in a sense that it is not bound by time and space. It is not only for the people who lived during the days of the prophet. Quran is not a source of guidance only for the Arabian Peninsula or for the people who lived in the 7th century. It is a source of guidance for all the people till the day of Qiyamah and all parts of the world. That is the meaning of universality of the Quran. When you look at Amir al-Mu'mineen, he is a universal personality in a sense that his life and his words and the examples that he provided in the short life that he had, especially in the last 5 years of his Khilafah, these are not bound by time and space. The example of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the words of wisdom and whatever he left behind as a legacy, this has acquired its own universal form. It is applicable and a source of guidance for all the people and for all parts of the world.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.